Well, this house has really been gone so long, I'm afraid I won't make a bed. But we always, not only did we live in other people's houses, but we always had somebody living in the house with us.
Mm. People that were not related to you?
Mm-hmm.
Just friends?
Well, I mean, we always rented rooms.
Oh, uh-huh.
We did a little bit of everything. My mother did not like to keep half.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure this is not the way it looks, but it's the best I can do. Because it's been gone so long.
Was it an old house?
Yes, very old. There were two bedrooms downstairs and two upstairs and a kitchen and a dining room and a hall that went all the way through the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before the days of bathrooms.
Oh, uh-huh. What did you do for a bathroom?
Well, we have a little outhouse.
That's what you called it?
No, we. I think we said Johnny, really. But the next house I lived in was one story, but it was built, the first floor was built very much like that one, with except that on the back, on each side, there was a kitchen, more like you'd build a duplex today,
mm-hmm.
But the hall went all the way down.
Do you have a name for that style house where there's a hall all the way through?
I really don't.
Did you ever hear of a dog trot house?
No.
Okay, that's you somewhere in the country, I don't know just where.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the term shotgun house?
Yes, now I know because there are some shotgun houses around where the hall, or they were, they may have been. But they go straight back, and you have to go from one room to another with a peaked roof like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't think I've ever seen one. I've just heard people in these interviews talk about. Okay. Well, now talking about the house, the room that you labeled, well, I think you probably labeled one on here, where the family stays most of the time. What do you call that room?
Well, I believe we sat around in the dining room. I know we did in several houses that we lived in.
Mm-hmm. What is the room usually called where people sit around?
Well, now it's called family room.
What was it called when you were younger?
Sitting room.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there another term, any other name for it?
Well, now the fancy room was the parlor.
Is that a different room?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Uh-huh.
That's where you kept your finer furniture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you not use the parlor on...
Nothing except very special occasions.
Mm. I'm trying to write down what we're covering on which side of the tape so that I don't get it confused. okay, there are still other terms that are used for this type room. What is what would you call this room?
Living room.
Mm-hmm. Did you use that term?
Very little when I was growing up. It was either a sitting room or a parlor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How high were the ceilings in that house, roughly?
Well, in all the houses I lived in Waverly Hall, they must have been at least 10 or 12 feet. I'm supposed to know because I've bought curtains, but that's how little I'm not mathematically minded.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very high.
In most old houses they were.
Mm-hmm. And none of the houses that I ever lived in, except one that was built much later, had any ceilings been lowered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even the house that I sold last June 1st was not, none of the ceilings had been lowered.
Mm-hmm. And the room that you sleep in is just called a
bedroom.
Okay, and you mentioned the room that you cook in is the
kitchen, and then there's usually, well, I mean, if the house is big enough, there's a dining room.